Hello everyone, this is Dan again, and I wanted to basically start describing my kind of personal experience or testimony with MGTOW. This is probably the most important thing I wanted to do as I started my channel. You know, I wanted to describe why it is that I think MGTOW is the best philosophy, and just how it is that I found MGTOW and reached the conclusions that I have as an individual man who really has been facing a lot of different challenges over the last several years, and who really was kind of given a poor blueprint for how to deal with those challenges the way most men are today. Most men are told that, you know, if you work hard and do things the right way, that there'll just be benefits for you. And, you know, you're supposed to basically put yourself last. And, you know, a good man works really hard. And I'm not saying those things, you know, can't be part of what a good man does or shouldn't be part of what I do. But, you know, the idea was basically, in my past, was basically that you treat women like they're all ladies. You know, put yourself at a higher standard than everybody else, and, you know, you blame yourself for everything that goes wrong, basically. And so, you know, in this part of the video, I really wanted to kind of describe my overall kind of starting point as a young man, probably starting pretty much with when I was in college and in my late teens and early 20s. And then, you know, I want to proceed to kind of go into the experiences that I had and how those experiences formed me and changed me and continue to form me as I go along. I'm now 30 years old, and I can't say that up until the point that, you know, I've kind of realized how things were and took the so-called red pill, that, you know, I was on the right track. It seemed like I was on the right track for a long period of time, but it led to nowhere. And, you know, basically, I have had one experience as far as relationships go when it comes to, you know, having a serious relationship. I had a period of about 6 years where I kept having this kind of song and dance with the same girl where, you know, everything would seem to be fine, but only for a few months. And then, you know, inevitably she'd go off with another guy. And I'd just kind of, you know, shrug my shoulders and act like, you know, she was the only one for me. You know, I really had one-itis for such a long period of time. I think that that's a big part of who I am as a person when it comes to looking for a woman. You know, I don't really see a reason to shop around, or even when I was totally blue pill, I never really saw a reason to shop around. If I found a woman that, you know, I could be loyal to and basically be a servant to. And of course, that's not the right mentality to have as far as being a servant, but, you know, ultimately, I've learned a lot from all these early experiences. And, you know, like I say, it started out when I was probably, when I was in college, probably my sophomore year. I really, up until that point, just did not have any interest whatsoever until I was like 19 or 20 in dating. I was just, to me, it was a waste of time. I was focused on getting good grades in school. I was focused on, you know, when I started college, really getting used to the different environment. Really just basically, this is around 2006, probably 2006, 2007. You know, I was really just kind of learning who I was at a very basic level at that point. And I just didn't care about how I related to women. It wasn't that I didn't see women as worthwhile. It's just that I felt like I was focusing on other things, and I just didn't prioritize at all dating or really doing much at all with women up until that point. And the problem, of course, was that despite all this, I was still very blue pill. You know, I still definitely thought that men and women were the same, that I was never a feminist. I never believed in the whole, taking action to do things for women because they're oppressed and that kind of nonsense. The patriarchy's keeping them down and all that kind of stuff. But I did believe that men and women were essentially equal. And there just was no level of critical thinking there of well, if they're equal, why aren't they achieving in the same way that men are achieving their goals? I never really cared about that. I believe that you should just look at individuals and that you couldn't generalize between men and women collectively. Just a lot of this stuff that blue pill men, young guys, or even older guys really, who just don't really have a clue about what's going on between male and female nature and the true interactions that take place and the different goals that men and women have and develop. I had no clue about any of that kind of stuff. And so, about around sophomore year, for whatever reason, I ended up, really thinking, hey, I've never really been in a relationship, and supposedly it's such a great thing to build a relationship, and it's supposedly fruitful and beneficial and all that crap. And it was more than that, it's just it was kind of like, I think, more of a male mother need kind of thing. I'm not ashamed to say that. It's like I just felt kind of lonely. I felt like I was my own individual, but that I was without any sort of cause and without any sort of, partner at 19 and 20 years old. So, around that time, I began to talk with a friend of my cousin's. Now, the only problem was this friend of my cousin's was still in high school. And so there was between 4 and 5 years between us. I was 20, she was 15, and gonna, going on 16. And so the age gap at that point was really just a barrier that made it to where we were very limited in what we could do. We couldn't really see each other. We liked talking to each other on the phone and online. And, I look back at that and I see how that was just a stupid thing to do, because it wasn't going to go anywhere at that time. But my idea was to look in the long run, and it makes sense from the standpoint of, well, I'm 30 years old now, and she's like, she's my ex, and I haven't talked to her for years, but she's like 25 or 26. So now, if anything, if I were a wealthy guy and really doing well for myself, she would either be the right age or maybe a little bit older than what the right age would be. But at this time, it was really inappropriate and just foolish. But, I had no relationship experience. I was completely blue pill. I didn't know basically what being with a woman, especially a woman who technically she was underage, what kind of trouble that would get you into. And I never really had any trouble as far as legal trouble or anything like that, but it just made the relationship, or, it wasn't even a relationship, it just made the connection between us very difficult. As far as it leading, excuse me, as far as it leading anywhere. And so, we sort of liked each other, and we would, my cousin would hang out and we'd both be there. We'd basically both, it wouldn't be a date, but it would, at the same time, it kind of would be where, there'd be the three of us and maybe another friend, and, I'd be the oldest one there by like 3 or 4 years. I'd have, a few years on everybody there. And, at the time, it was just the only way that we could really get together, and not have it be something that would lead to any kind of trouble or whatnot. And we kind of saw each other just like maybe once a month, once every 2 months, like this. And, again, I was used to not having a girlfriend, and I really just didn't care, to look on campus for a girl. That being said, there were times when, we would have arguments, this girl that I was talking to, and who ended up becoming my girlfriend later on. There were all kinds of arguments that we would have. It was very tumultuous. And there were times when she would just be like, don't talk to me anymore. She'd just, briefly date some other guy and then, want to talk to me again. And, I chalked all of this up to her being young, her being like 16 years old, and I basically said, okay, she'll grow out of this. This is just a kind of thing where basically, she just didn't really know what she wanted, and she was just, a teenager. She wasn't very mature. And the truth is, I wasn't very mature at that time either. It's just a really young college guy with little to no life experience. Not that I'm an old man now, but still, I look back and realize that it was something that, was just very volatile for very obvious reasons. But, between times when we'd see each other, there would be girls on campus that I had some interest in, but I just never really tried, and there was never really a reason to try. It was pretty obvious to me that those women weren't particularly interested. And I'd also have a lot of situations where, I would try to talk to girls and they would just get mad. And it's just like, I'm a very logical person for the most part. I'm not someone who tends to react based on, oh, this is what I want, so I'm just gonna yell at you to get it. Or, it's just like, I've always been someone who just doesn't necessarily care about other people's feelings, quite frankly, if what that person is saying or doing makes no damn sense. If it doesn't make logical sense, I don't really care how you feel. And I'm still that way. I'm probably more so that way, if anything, because I realize that that's actually probably a good way of handling things, except, it's not good to actually confront people necessarily, when there's no convincing them that they don't make any sense. And with women, of course, I can look at this now and realize that it's almost completely pointless to argue with women. It's almost completely pointless to, try to corner a feminist because, at some level, she knows her views don't make sense, or at some level, she's not willing to acknowledge the facts at hand. And, this is just the way a lot of people are in general, like I say, especially women. But at the time, again, I was totally blue pill, and I believed that men and women were the same, that the only differences were between individuals. Women might show their emotions more, and men, might be physically stronger and all of that. But, my thought was that, well, men and women are basically equal. And of course, the problem is that they're not. But at the time, I really believed that approaching a woman and, having a discussion with her the same way that I would have a discussion with a guy, and discussing things in terms of, when it came to a serious conversation, especially about a topic that was fairly involved, I would basically say, well, here's what I think and here's why, and a woman would basically say blah 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 and just get upset, and it's like, I just totally did not understand that this is what you can expect, that you cannot just treat men and women the same and expect the same result, because the reality is that men and women are very different creatures, and men tend to think logically. At least men who are, who have a masculine mindset, they tend to think logically. And I'm borrowing that from Heartburn. I feel like that's the best way of describing it. But that's, just having that kind of alpha or masculine mindset. I'm not saying I'm not alpha, as a disclaimer, I'm not. But, ultimately, I believed that women could think that way too, that they could be forced to stay within the realm of logic, that you could say, hey, why don't you try this? Or how about that idea? Or I disagree with you because of XYZ. Women can't handle that. Girls, even in college, of course, it's like at that time they can't really handle being challenged that way at any kind of personal level, any kind of complex level, complex to any kind of complex in any kind of complex situation. It's just one of those things where, it didn't make sense to me at the time. That's the point, is that, I would try to approach women, I'd try to approach girls, I'd try to talk to, my cousin's friend, and it was pretty much universally the same, where, the more I tried to have a serious conversation with a woman and really get into, hey, I'd like to get to know this girl better. I'd like to know what she stands for. I'd like to know how she thinks. thinking about it now, it's pretty funny, but that was my mindset. It's like, I'd like to have a girlfriend, and I'd like for her to be somewhat intelligent and be able to to think logically. And the bottom line is, you're not going to get that, and I didn't realize that. I'm not saying that there aren't women out there who can think rationally and defend their views to some extent, or even to a large extent in some rare cases. But I believed wholeheartedly, at a subconscious level, that men and women were the same, and that I could just go up to a girl that I like, basically, after I made small talk, or after we got to know each other at all, and get down to kind of the nitty-gritty of it, of whatever we were discussing, and just be completely honest about it. And I found that that just totally backfired. But at that point, I really didn't understand why. So my solution as a man, as a guy, was to kind of double down on those efforts, was to say, maybe I'm just not being nice enough about it. Maybe I can try to explain that, I don't really care what your hair looks like. Or, that's the kind of thing I would be honest about. It's like, the girl that I liked, who, was still in high school, she would say, what do you think about my hair? And I'd say, I like it better the way it normally is. And she'd just throw a fit. And to me, it was just like, okay, she asked a question, I gave a rational response, and, there's no reason to be upset about this. But maybe next time I'll just lie, or next time, I'll just try to find. It wasn't that, in general, it wasn't that I wanted to lie. It was that, I would convince myself that it was my fault. Men and women are equal, and men, in my mind at the time, men and women were equal, and I don't have this problem with the vast majority of guys, at least guys that, I want to talk to or be friends with anyway. So, when it comes to talking to girls, for some reason, it doesn't get across right. The message isn't, being received the way I want it to. And for whatever reason, I end up being the bad guy. And so, I just need to make myself clearer, and I just need to try to reason better. I'm just not handling this as smartly as I can. That's what I convinced myself at that time in my early 20s, that the problem was. While, like I say, I was a college student during that time period. And so, I would, especially, my ex, we would get together, and, she eventually turned 18, and I was like 22, 23. So then it became, I was able to really see her on a semi-regular basis anyway. And, she wanted me to be her boyfriend, and so that got set up. But essentially, it didn't really matter. She was still acting the way she was, and the only difference, between the time that basically elapsed in those 2 or 3 years was that I was trying harder. That was really the only major difference, is that I was looking at, women that I talked to, with my ex as kind of the paramount example, the most extreme example, I guess. And, I was trying to say, hey, I know you feel upset, but please see things from my perspective. I'm just being honest, or, I like the way you normally look. You don't have to do all these things. Or, it just, depending on the topic, I'm trying to think of some clear examples. where she would just get upset and want to fight no matter what it is that I wanted to do. It was just, there were so many petty things, you know, whether it was about my family or her family. Yeah, I mean, for I can here's an example. The neighbor of the house that she used to live in owned like a small farm or some pasture land, and there were horses on this farm, and she was really attached to these horses, and she liked this family. I mean, I don't even know whether it was a small family, a large family, or whatever, but you know, she really felt attached to these horses because she liked horses. You know, there was no rationale for it. It was just something she liked doing. She liked to feed the horses, you know, go over and just pet them, and just stuff that girls like to do, I guess. Well, ultimately, she and I ended up having a discussion and then a fairly major argument based on a lawsuit that was filed against these people by, I don't know whether it was the state of Ohio. I guess it would have needed to be the state of Ohio, saying that these horses didn't have any proper shelter. There was no barn for them to stay in. And so that was the whole idea, was that the whole problem was that, you know, she was really upset because, oh, they're going to take these horses away. You know, I'm not going to be able to see them. And her view was, well, you know, they can stand in the forest, they can stand in the woods, basically. And, you know, because part of the pasture land, I guess, had some forested area. They can stand in there and you know, that breaks the wind. So even when it's 0 degrees, they'll be fine. That was basically the argument of the people that owned the horses, and that was the argument that my ex-girlfriend was trying to justify. Now, it's not a terrible argument. I guess I can understand that. But to me, it's just like, if you own a lot of horses and you're going to keep them and you want to take care of them, why don't you have a freaking barn? Why don't you have some stables for them to be in, and when it gets really cold? And you know, my view was, yeah, I think they have a point. You know, just being able to stand out in the middle of the forest, in the middle of the woods, is not really a very good type of shelter when it gets so cold. Yeah, they're horses, and you know, maybe it would have required some more research on my part. Because maybe horses can handle that, but at the same time, I really doubt it. You know, if you really want to take care of your animals, give them some shelter, put the horses in the stables. You know, they had these horses for years. And so my ex got really infuriated at this, you know, because I basically took the opposite position that, yeah, they should probably have some shelter besides just standing alongside some trees. Well, you know, ultimately, it didn't really matter because to her, it was just something worth getting upset about. And, you know, so many of the confrontations that we had were like this, where, you know, it was just like we were arguing over nothing and it was just based on her emotional feeling. And so, you know, it's just one of those. That's a really good example, I think, that where clearly I think reason was on my side. Even if you wanted to say, well, maybe that is good enough shelter for horses, you know, they're not human beings. Maybe they can handle the cold better than what I had figured. But ultimately, why does that matter? You know, it's like, why are we getting upset about this? And you know, it's just one of those things where ultimately it was a complete waste of time to argue over it. And that was just the kind of thing that I'm talking about, is where, you know, you have a typical discussion like that with a guy or with someone that can use basic reasoning skills, they're not going to get upset about something like that. But because she was emotionally tied to, with these horses, connected with these horses, it's like it was a big deal to her. And, you know, I'm going to leave this video here and just take up where essentially, you know, I graduated from college and kind of moved on to things that didn't end up working out, but that's something that I'll leave for the next discussion. But, you know, this was kind of my mindset to start off with as a blue pill guy. You know, some I just basically had the idea that men and women were the same, and that, you know, you could just have the same kind of expectations and approach, you know, having a rational conversation the same way with a woman that I liked versus just a guy friend. And I just was really perplexed. And at this time in my early 20s, you know, I just wanted to, you know, work harder. I just wanted to kind of like double down on trying to logically explain things and argue all the time, you know. And that's something that I'll discuss in the future as well, where, you know, people would always say, Dan, all you want to do is argue. It's like, that's because you're not fucking listening and I have to explain it three times, you know. But this continues to go on and on, and I've become, I think, much less argumentative now because I just don't waste time on these kinds of situations. But again, I'll save that for later. And essentially, this is just kind of the way I was when I started out, and I'll pick up in the next clip on, you know, kind of what developed after this, and you know, what happened in my mid-20s and later 20s, with this girl that I'm talking about, and with other situations as well.